This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News On Air mobile app. It will be also live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today ahead of the winter session of Parliament. The winter session will begin tomorrow and will continue till 19th of this month. More from our correspondent.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting aims to foster cooperation and coordination among all political parties to ensure the smooth and productive functioning of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Some of the bills which are likely to be taken up are the Atomic Energy Bill 2025, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill, the Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025 and the National Highways Amendment Bill. During the session, Parliament is said to have 15 sittings across 19 days. With Anand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Cyclone Dithwa has now moved further towards north of Tamil Nadu and is now located at 80 kilometers east of Vedaranyam, 100 kilometers southeast of Karaikal, 180 kilometers near Puducherry and 280 kilometers south of Chennai. It is likely to move towards North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and adjoining Andhra Pradesh coasts by this morning. According to the update from the Regional Met Department, a red alert has been given to Kudalur, Nagapattinam, Mayiladuthurai, Vilupuram, Chengalpattu districts and Puducherry and Karaikal areas. Moderate rain has been predicted in 12 coastal districts, including Chennai and Kanchipuram, and widespread light to moderate rains in other districts of the state. 14 disaster response teams have been kept on standby to act in case of emergency. 10 additional NDRF teams have been airlifted to Chennai from Pune and Vadodara. According to the instruction by the Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Chennai Division of the Southern Railway has initiated extensive preparations to ensure the safety of passengers and railway infrastructure in view of cyclonic storm. Thailand Foreign Affairs Minister Sihasak Phuangkitkyo has arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed him on his arrival last night, saying that the visit is an occasion to strengthen strategic partnership and enduring civilization ties. According to Ministry of External Affairs, Phuangkit Kiao will hold official engagements in the capital today. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has said that software upgrades has been completed in 270 out of 338 affected aircrafts in the country. These include aircrafts of IndiGo, Air India and Air India Express. The upgradation in remaining aircraft will be completed soon. The software upgradation is being done after the DGCA ordered an immediate halt to flights operated by the Airbus A320 family until airlines complete mandatory safety modifications. The by-election for 12 wards of the Municipal Corporation of Delhi is scheduled to take place today. The voting will begin from 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. The counting of votes is scheduled on the 3rd of this month. In view of the by-elections, Delhi Metro train services commenced at 4 a.m. today from all terminal stations. Meta Platforms has announced the addition of 5 new Indian languages for creators. At the House of Instagram event in Mumbai, it was informed that Instagram and Facebook users will soon be able to translate their reels into Marathi, Bengali, Telugu, Kannada and Tamil. In table tennis, India's three-time Olympian and Commonwealth Games medalist Manika Batra and Manav Thakkar will lead India's eight-member squad at the ITTF Mixed Team World Cup 2025 in Chengdu, China, beginning today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.